With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Despite efforts to bring peace to Ukraine, there's been more bloodshed in the war, which is now approaching the four-year mark. More on the latest from correspondent Karen Chamis.
And officials say that a Ukrainian attack killed at least 24 people in a Russian-occupied village in Ukraine's Kherson region as tensions between the two nations continue to spike, despite diplomats hailing productive peace talks. Ukrainian officials did not immediately comment on the strike, which could not be independently verified by the Associated Press. The statement follows claims from Moscow that Ukraine launched a long-range drone against one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's official residences in northwestern Russia on Tuesday. Kiev has denounced the claims as a lie. Elsewhere in Ukraine, Russia attacked the Odessa region overnight, targeting civilian infrastructure in several waves of drone attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Widening demonstrations sparked by Iran's ailing economy spreading and turning deadly. At least seven people have been killed among security forces and protesters. Dr. Michael Oren believes the current clerical regime in Iran needs to be removed and replaced, not merely contained or deterred. The former Israeli ambassador to the United States says the right changes in Iran or its regime could be potentially transformative for the entire part of the Middle East.
We could have peace between Israel and all these different countries. You could have a swath of peace that extends from the Mediterranean all the way to India and what had been, you know, the hot spot in the world, the great crucible of conflicts in the world, could be actually the meadow of peace in the Middle East, put it that way. And it could be very different.
Dr. Oren appearing on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. What is important for a good life?
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Canadian province wants to embrace radical secularism. Lawmakers in Quebec considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public displays of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public in and around Quebec, but it would necessarily apply to all faith groups. This is SRN News. Analysts expect AI will continue to play a major role in the markets in 2026. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Wall Street closed out another banner year for stocks on Wednesday with a downbeat finish that extended the market's recent losing streak to a fourth day. Just the same, the major U.S. stock indexes all finished with strong gains for the year. Wall Street's 2025 gains came as investors embraced the optimism surrounding artificial intelligence and its potential for boosting profits across almost all sectors moving forward. Bob Agner reporting.
Trump administration facing a legal complaint from a few government employees over new policy eliminating coverage for the so-called gender-affirming care in federal health insurance programs. Human Rights Campaign filed that complaint on behalf of just a few workers on Thursday. More details, srnnews.com.